Okay, so we're going to start again this week. The shir is L'Refuah Shlema of Ari Yosef Ben Zvor Hinda, as we said at the beginning of the week. And let's continue into the next riddle. Okay, so we've learned the two, as we said, basically the concept that they're fighting over is Rav Shimon Hananya is defending the eternality of the Jewish people, and the Sabbath debate are saying, you guys are finished, Hashem forgot about you, and on to the next thing. And those were the two discussions that we had before, and along the way, we learned about the fact that Torah is there to train us. Torah is not there to, as a study, a concept. It's there to train us, to teach us, to perfect us, and that's part of what Torah is there to do, okay? Now, on to continuing on this concept, the next one is very deep, very, very deep, meaning the message is not deep. The message is simple. But the way the message is brought out is so convoluted in the Gemara. It's such a story that, like, without the Vilna Gaon, we would be in the complete dark. Let's put it that way, in total dark. So Amrulay, they said to him, Eimalan mili dibadiyai, tell me something that we're lying about. Tell me a lie. Okay, divrei ruach, tell me something that you think is a lie. So Amar Lahu, he said, Havahu kundnyasa kundaisa. There's a certain mule. The Alda, and it gave birth. Now, you know, mules don't give birth. Vahava talule pitka, and it came out when it gave birth with a necklace. And on the necklace was an amulet, was a message. The Kazabay, and it said on the message, Demasik Bebeaba Mea Alfi Zuzi, that we are owed 1,000 zuz from our father. So the mule gives birth, and the child says, or the mule says, I don't know exactly which one, that on its neck is my father owes me 1,000 zuz. Amrulay, I don't know what you mean. Meaning, I get the fact that I guess what you mean to be making up is that mules don't usually get, you don't people, things aren't born with amulets that say my father owes me 1,000 zuz. But I'm like, could deny some mialda, but I don't get the part with the mule because mules don't get birth. So I don't get your story. So Amar Lahu, so he said back, Hainu, Mila de Badai, forget, that's the part problem. The problem is, that's what I'm saying, is that that's where you're off. That's where you're lying about, because mules taka don't give birth. So something's going on here. You know, they wanted to hear a lie, which, what does that mean? And then they say, well, I don't get your story. And he says, Hagufa, that's the point, because mules don't give birth. So what exactly, what is going on over here? So the basic structure, and then we'll get into the details, how the Gra sees it in the story, is that this goes back to the basic point, okay, I'm going to let the cat out of the bag early, is that their point is that the Jewish people is a mule. A mule has a hopeless ending. You work, right? You carry a burden, you drop dead, and that's the end. There's no continuity, there's no life, and a mule cannot give birth, and that's it. It's done. You're finished. So a mule is done. You guys are a mule. So he says, well, this mule gives birth. This mule gives birth. There's a continuity and an eternality to this mule. You think we're just a mule that's going to drop dead after working through the gullus, and that the mule's life is horrible, and he's just carrying everyone else's burdens. And just like we in gullus, we're carrying all this burden, and we're carrying all this weight. And then what's going to happen to us? Nothing. We're just going to drop dead, and then we're never going to, nothing's going to happen to us. And he says, no, we're going to give birth. This mule gives birth. And the Gra actually stells tzu to that concept beautifully, the pasuk of the Haftarah that we read this week. Roni akara lo yaladam. Roni akara lo yaladam. So what does the pasuk say? Roni means to sing. Roni Akara. The Akara who cannot give birth. An Akara can't give birth. You should sing. Because Pitzchirina Vatali Loichala. Why? Because you have a lot of children. You don't even have room for all your children to come back into Yerushalayim. So is it Akara? It's barren, but then he has a lot of kids. So which one is it? Is it Rani Akara, Loyalada, or is it Pitzchi, right? And Hachivim Akamaholich. So that's the thing, is that it looks like in Golos we're Akara. It looks like we're hopeless and we're not going to have an end and we're not going to be able to survive the Golos. And what does the Navi say? No. Harchivim Kamalik. In the end, you'll have your children. So that's the basic outline, what he's trying to prove over here, Rabbi Shua Ben Hanani. He's saying, no. This mule that you're looking at is going to have a child in the end. Okay? What's the deal? That's the point, okay? But still, let's get to the details. Every detail in Chazal is trying to tell us something. So what's the story with, you guys are the liar. You tell me a lie, not a lie. Well, what's that all about? What's this thing with the 1,000 zuz? So for this, the Vilna Gaon brings down a very, very, very fascinating Gemara. He starts off, he says, De'isa. It's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Oyed Acheres Yesh Beroimi. There's another holiday in the Roman culture. The first parak of Avodah Zarah discusses the holidays in Rome. And one of the holidays in Rome is this Yom Tif that happens once every 70 years. And it's the parade to show that the Roman people have overcome the Jews as the chosen people. And that's really the whole Shackle Tower that we're saying now. And this is a party that they throw once every 70 years. What do? They take a strong man. They put the strong man on top of a hunchback. And the strong man walks through. And the hunchback has to carry the strong man through the city. And he's carrying. And the strong man is wearing the clothing of Adam HaRishon. This is what the Gemara says. He says, "Umarkiven oitz al adam chiger, umalbishen oitz a big the adam arishon, umanichim." And they put on top of him the face of Rabbi Yishmael Kohen Gadol. Because if you remember that the daughter of the Roman emperor told the Roman emperor that she doesn't want Rabbi Yishmael to be killed because Rabbi Yishmael was so beautiful. So the Roman emperor says, what do you mean? What should I do with him? So she says, peel his skin off his face and put it and embalm it, basically. So they did that to preserve the quote-unquote beauty of Rabbi Yishmael, which, by the way, right then and there, you see the whole point. What's beauty? For them, beauty is a physical reality divorced from, existence. You can analyze it from analyze it as a science. For us, beauty is yoifi, is a shlemus of something. Beauty is only valuable as much as it represents an inner, outer external beauty is only as beautiful as the inner beauty that it reflects. A beauty that you've cut off the person and you just embalm it is a museum. It's not beauty. And yet they view as that as beauty. No. Let's preserve the skin. Well, the skin is not what's beautiful about Rabbi Shmuel. You know what makes Rabbi Shmuel beautiful is that you're seeing a malach. Once you don't see the malach anymore, you take the skin. We don't consider that beauty. And nevertheless, she wanted to preserve that quote unquote beauty. So the strong man on top of the hunchback wears the clothing of Adam HaRishon, carries the face of Rabbi Shmuel. The Amri, and what do they say? Sach kiri plaster, achua demarna zaifa, achua demarna zaifa, achua demarna, the brother of our master, zaifana is a liar. That's what the Gemara of Avodah Zarah says. Achua demarna zaifa. Let's say those words again because it's important. The brother of our master, Zaifa, is a liar. Who is the master of Rome? Esav. Who's the brother of Esav? Yaakov. Yaakov is a liar. So this guy, in other words, what they're saying is the following. The point of this parade is that the strong man is Esav. The hunchback is Yaakov. Esav is on top of Yaakov. And who has the Messiah of what Adam is? What's beauty? What's Adam? He's wearing the clothing of Adam Arishon, is the strong man. You guys have it all wrong. You guys go with this inner beauty baloney, that you guys go with this connection, spirituality. No, no, no. We'll take Rabbi Shmuel's face. We'll destroy and divorce him completely of any inner meaning. We'll be strong, burly men. And you're a little hunchback over there, you know, dwelling on your Rashi and Tosfos. You know what I'm saying? So you're busy with your Rashi and Tosfos. Look at you. That's not what mankind is for. We have the clothing of Adam Arishon. We have the clothing of Adam Arishon. And we have the beauty of Rabbi Shmuel without his Torah. And that's what the life is all about. And this is the party that they throw every 70 years to throw not just the Jewish people, but really the whole concept of spirituality, and that there's something greater and greater meaning to life, to throw that out the window. And this is what they're celebrating. And what do they say? Yaakov, the brother of our master, was a liar. Why? He thought he was the Bechor. He lied to Yitzchak to get the Bechorah, but we know the truth. Esav is the Bechor. Esav is the Me'ikar. He's a liar, Yaakov. He stole the Bechorah. He's not the main thing. He's not the main point. We're the main point. Now imagine that this is what happened in Rome once every 70 years. So imagine that they're still busy with this. The Jewish people don't have a celebration every 70 years. We're greater than Rome. We don't really care. We're not busy justifying ourselves. Oh, we're better. But the rest of the world is busy trying to figure out why they're better than us. Right? There's this inferiority complex the rest of the world has. Oh, that really, are the Jews better than us? Are they not better than us? And they have to prove that they are, right? Fine. So it's pretty interesting. We know where we are. We don't need any of these parades, but they have this parade. So what's the idea? Okay, so it's a very deep thing that they were doing, and the meaning behind their parade. So what are they showing? They're saying, Yaakov Avinu, you're a liar. You stole the Bechor. We're in charge. It's our Bechorah. So the Gra says that this is the argument between Yaakov and Esav. This is the argument between Rome and the Jewish people. And this is the argument between the Sabbat Be'atuna and Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel ben Hananya. They come in and say, tell me, are we lying? Show me, prove to me that we're the liars. Because we think you're the liar. And that's why the Gra brings down that Gemara. The Gra brings down that Gemara to explain that there's a shackle of Atari. Who's the liar here? Right? We claim that Esav is not the, we're the Ikar. And their claim, so, and they say, no, no, no. We think you're lying. You proved to me a lie. You proved to me where, so he says, so what does he say? He says, why? Because you guys think that you guys think that we are nothing but a mule, that we have no future, that we're stuck in Gullus, and we're just hunchbacks, and you're the main thing? No, 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 no. That mule gives birth eventually. So they say, yeah, but your story doesn't add up. And he says, that's the point. Oh, no. So the Gemara says at the end, the phrase that they say at this parade is, Achua demarna, Zaifa, the brother of our master is a liar. The Gemara says they trip themselves up. They put their foot in their mouth. Because if they say Achua de Marna Zaifa, they should have said Marna de Achua, Marna Achua Zaifa. Our master, his brother is a liar. Instead of saying our master, Achua, the brother of our master, the liar. Meaning to say that they're saying that our master is the liar. So they themselves know. They themselves know that they're wrong. So they come. He comes and says, they say, you're telling me a great story here. You know, you're telling me the story. We asked you for a lie, but I don't see where the... He says, don't you see? Don't you see that that's not true? And I'm explaining to you that in this case, the... What's it called? the mule will give birth. Now, why he says that's the lie, we have to explain tomorrow exactly what he's saying. But this is the general concept. So the girl brings down that story, which is an amazing Gemara in Avodah Zarah. And he's saying this is the fundamental principle that they're arguing. Who's lying? They're asking, prove us that we're a liar. He says, I'm going to prove to you that we're still here because you think we're a mule. And you can't see where the mule gives birth, but we see where the mule gives birth. And that's how I'm proving that you're the liar. Because I'm saying, oh, well, so the part that we have to still get back to is what's the issue with the El of Zuz? Why is he holding an amulet that says, you owe my father, where'd that come in? And still the point with the lying is still not clear, meaning why did they not think that was part of the lie? We have to get out the details. But the general concept is this, okay? And I think, again, this is a major chizuk that we know that goyim think this. Yeah, the Jewish people, and no matter what happens, we're still here, we're still growing, we're still there. Hashem never forgot about us. And that's what he says, Roni Akara Loyalada. And the girl brings many, many psukim, and we'll see more of them tomorrow, that the more we're in Akara, that we cannot give birth, we still continue to grow and grow. All right? So to be continued tomorrow, Bezos Hashem.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Shkoyach, shkoyach.